servicing too. They're not coming.
Penny Shirkin and
that's another one. That means you're missing three.
And Yossi, what's his name?
Cohen, that's four.
Yossi Cohen?
That's four.
Yossi
Joss, that's five.
Okay.
Yossi Grossman. Yossi Grossman and Shorah.
Shorah. Okay. I think everybody already, we had a chance to meet each other already. My name is Elio Ya'ari. The Rosh Hashiva is in America for a little bit. Listen, you know, don't say that out loud. he's in America for a little bit, and for the period of time which he's here, which he's there, I mean, wow, that was fast. Penny, that was fast.
Oh, we got a party?
Okay. Yeah. Guys.
Monday. We're hired.
Please, everybody, open up the stuff. We have two brachas over here. Shackle and Adam, yeah. I see.
Check. Frankie, check the bag of Doritos.
Check the Doritos.
Check the bag of Doritos. Frankie, check the bag of Doritos, please. It's the purple one. That's not the kosher one, boys.
Really?
Yeah. Every other one's kosher.
Can I trouble you to just pour me a cup of iced tea, if you don't mind?
Don't.
Oh, they're on the way? Okay, fine. Just go.
It's not the kosher one.
Just put it on the side and return it. My aunt sells non-kosher ones.
It has been sourced with another one.
It's not Ada.
Not with that? Oh,
it's not Ada. It's not Ada.
Yeah, Shikar, it's a penny, by the way. Yeah, Shikar, that was record time. Record time.
Where, what is it?
Yosef.
They sell them?
Yeah, they sell them everywhere. So they have to. The way it works is that they have to. Apparently, Dorito owns shelves in the store, so they have
to. Dorito owns shelves?
Shelves in the store, so they and they send their own people to ship. Stock the shelves. Tell what's in the country.
Yeah. Okay, everybody, pass around the drinks and things. I think it's always a good time, a good idea to have food. The Eliyahu Hanavi says it's very matim for this Gemara. Eliyahu Hanavi comes up in this Gemara, and Eliyahu Hanavi says on the pasuk of Hini Matav Umanayim Shevesachim Gam Yachad. Eliyahu Hanavi says in Tanu Eliyahu that it's how beautiful it is if brothers, you know, people who are friends. They learn together and they eat together. Those are the things that she mentions. So it's a chashav thing to bring the two together. But even more so, I want to just, if anybody didn't make a bracha yet, my grandfather, Meir Yisrael Ben Yaakov, was nifter last night. So this should be literally nishmato. The brachos that everybody makes and the shir, the Torah that we learn. The Gemara says, Megillah, Talmud Torah, the Rabbim is docha everything, including Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So it's something which is a very, very chashev thing, Talmud Torah, the Rabbim. So it should be a schus for him. Be'ezras Hashem. Baruch ato Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Shehakol Nieh B'dvaro. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, Monday is the day when we don't normally have shir, so we're not going to have a normal shir today. But there are a few in Yanim, which is kedai to mention, and specifically for Pini, I think it's important. Especially he's the Sar Maskim over here, the Sar Ofim. Yes, Shikach. I don't know how far everybody got in the Gemara, but at the beginning everybody saw that Rabbi Yassar has sent a letter to Rabbi Yehuda, and it said in the letter that the Bnei Adim Ha'olim Isham Lekan, the people who go from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, and they stay in Eretz Yisrael to learn Torah for a while, so they Mekayim in themselves the Pasuk, Vayitnu Ayeled Bazoina Vayalda Machur Miyan Vayishtu. And the Machlok is Rashi Tosfos over here what that means. Rashi says that means that they were staying in Eretz Yisrael for a long time, and because they were doing that, they were not having, they were not involved in Puruvu. So they were, you see, from this pasuk, Vayitnu as a yeled, bazona, they treated their children very lightly. They gave them for znus, or they sold their daughters for wine. So it's a mushal to show that somebody who treats their children lightly, that's that type of person is not going to be makbid about puruvu. That's Rashi's malach over here. He learns the lashon zona as znus. Tosfos learns the lashon zona seems to be not pashut pshat. He says zona over here means mizonos. And he says that it means by the going to Eretz Yisrael, the staying in Eretz Yisrael, so their children didn't have anybody to support them, didn't have anybody to feed them. So therefore, their children ended up getting taken advantage of in order to be able to find food for themselves. Question is, why does Tosfos not learn Pashut Pshat? Znos. Usually that's what Zona means. Right? In Farshim, in Navi, when they talk about Rachav HaZona, talk about how the two tzaddikim of Kaliv and Pinchas, they came to stay by Rachav HaZona. Everybody's bothered. Rachav HaZona, that's the first place tzaddikim would go, to Zona's house. So in Farshim over there say, okay, it means Mizonos. Other Farshim say, because at the base of Zonos, that's the place, best place to get the hack. But Lemaisa, but the Pashut Pshat is Znos. So why not say the Pashut Pshat like Rashi says? So here, we have a possible teretz from none other than, I'm reading now from a sefer called Dibros Moshe. Everybody know Dibros Moshe?
Sure.
From Moshe Feinstein on Chas. He's quoting now. He says, Hiksha harav hagoin rabenu michol shorkin shlita. Anybody ever heard of him?
Oh,
it's Pinny's great uncle. Okay, Pinny's great uncle is quoted right here by Rav Moshe Feinstein. He quotes him as Harav Hagoin Rabbeinu Michal Shurkin Shlita. Not bad. And he suggested a possible teretz mamish to our Shaila right here. He said like this. He said, we know that if, and it's very, very relevant for everybody in this room right now. Person that wants to decide, what do I do first? Do I get involved in Shidduchim? Do I get married? Or am I supposed to spend more time in Yeshiva first? You know, I'll get married. Who cares about the Shidduch crisis? I'll stay in Yeshiva till I'm 25, get my smicha, make a siyam hashas, and then I'll get married. Zakt Rebbe Shurkin, he says, we know it's halacha mefreshes, it says all over the place, that you're allowed to take off time to learn Torah. Taking off time to learn Torah, you could say, maybe you learn Torah before you get married. No, it depends. Are you able to deal with the Yetzara, or you're not able to deal with the Yetzara? So if you're not able to deal with the Yetzara, the halacha is, you should get married first, and then learn Torah. And when you go learn Torah, you could take off time from your spouse and you go away to learn Torah. So therefore, since it's okay, what was the taina against them? That's possibly why Tosfos disagrees with Rashi over here. Rav Moshe suggested that maybe the reason why it's shver is because they could have learned Torah where they were. They could have learned Torah in Babel. But they were going away. You know, like they have these kollelim where you go away from home for a week and then you come home for Shabbos. You know? Because that way you have less distractions, less things on your mind. So maybe for that additional mila, there's no heter. When is there a heter to leave Davka when it's a question of learning versus no learning at all? But if you'll be able to learn in both places, just a question of added convenience, less distractions, maybe that's not good enough. Rav Moshe leaves off, Tzarachin, the kasha of Rabbi Shurkin is a very, very powerful kasha, and that's what he leaves off with. So special for you, Penny, we have Rabbi Shurkin right here.
The reason why they were allowed to leave is because they were less distracted because they weren't with their wives?
Yeah, that's right. Less of a distraction. Person has to realize that in order to truly grow in an area, whatever area of life it may be, you need to be focused, single-minded focus. You have to remove distractions. There's a famous story about Michael Phelps. People were discussing, Olympic swimmer, I think he won more medals than any other, he's the greatest ever, no? More medals than anybody.
What? More medals than many countries.
Exactly. That's pretty impressive. So one of the interviews, they were discussing how in the world did he pull that off? And said, look, there's a lot of different things that go into it, but one thing is for certain, and this is probably the most basic. He said, since I'm 9 years old, until my first Olympics, I think it was around 18, right? It's a long time, guys. I spent less days out of the water than I can count on my hands. In over 9 years, he was out of the water less than 10 days. That's pretty big. You want to succeed at something, whether it's swimming, whether it's Tyra, whether it's business, whatever it may be, you need to have single-minded focus, no distractions. So that's the idea over here. We got to try to implement that advice in our life. Okay, that's our number one. Moving on to the to the main attraction, to the main part of the sugya. The main part of the sugya is, as I'm sure you see, the big Tosfos over here. There's a big Tosfos on Rabbi Yitzchak, and we start with the beginning half of the Tosfos. By the way, there's a Rashi Tavis right in the beginning of the Tosfos. Beis Hei Gimel. I don't know how many got this. Beis Hei Gimel stands for Baal Halachos Gedolos. Very good. Baal Halachas Gedolos is the name of the sefer, one of the early Halachas Sfarim, and he paskened like Rabbi Yitzchak. Tosfos quotes that he paskened like Rabbi Yitzchak. How many chidushim are in that line? Anybody have an idea? How many chidushim are in that line? Bahag pasak Rabbi Yitzchak. The fact that the Bahag paskened like Rabbi Yitzchak, chidush number one is
against the Mishnah.
Oh, it's against the Mishnah. Rabbi Yitzchak is an Amora. He's paskening against the Mishnah. How do you do that? How do you pasken against the Braisa? You can't do that. Zakta Tosfos, he says that it must be Rabbi Yitzchak knew that this Braisa is not really Iker Braisa, right? It's not something which we go with. We're going to go with what the Amora says. What?
Gemara calls it Masnisa.
Gemara calls it Masnisa, yeah. Therefore? Masnisa, it's not a Mishnah which is taught in Shas, but it is Braisa. It's something which is from the Tanaim's period, so it's called Masnisa. But so you have to say that the Gemara knew, well, the Rishonim over here that are passing the Rabbi Yitzchak, they knew that this is not Iker. Now, that's pretty strange. How do you pull that off? Come on. If you say that, so then you're opening the door to reform and conservative movement. Oh yeah, we know that that's not really Iker. We can say whatever we want. What does that mean? Mechitza, that's not really Iker. Come on. I know that halacha, it's not really Iker. You can say anything. You just pulled the system out of any rules of psak.
Here is being more machmir.
What was that?
Here is being more machmir.
Oh, here is being more machmir. Okay, that's an approach. But I want to try to point out something which Ezra also had a aura, that maybe there's a mefirsh raya in our Gemara, which is mashma to paskin like the Bahag. Paskin like Rabbi Yitzchak. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, hey, Rabbi Yosar, you didn't do the Sirtut. What about the halacha of Rabbi Yitzchak? V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, shtayim kosvim shalosh ein kosvim. So mefarshim, achrayim raised the aura. They say, hey, Rabbi Yitzchak, and then Atana? Come on, where's the kavod? Which comes first? The Tana or the Amora? You got to start with the Tana first, and then you bring the Amora. Why are we bringing Rabbi Yitzchak first, and then the Masnisa? It's a smach. Maybe it's a smach that the Masnisa is not really the Iker. Another raya. That was Ezra Chizik's raya. Another raya. The Gemara says, Amar le Abaye, Otu kol delo yada hada Rabbi Yitzchak, lav gavar rabahu. Anybody who doesn't know Rabbi Yitzchak is not a gavar rabahu. What was that?
The whole kash was on Rabbi Yitzchak.
Oh, what I just read. Anybody who doesn't know Rabbi Yitzchak is not a gavar rabah. Why say Rabbi Yitzchak? Say Masnisa. Say the Braisa. It must be, there's a mashmos in the Gemara, that's not Iker. Did you bring that Gemara Nivamis?
I didn't bring the Gemara here.
You didn't bring the Gemara Nivamis? Okay, the Gemara Nivamis, the Vilna Gaon brings this Raya also. The Gaon is in Yerodea, it's in Reish Pei Dalet. The Gaon brings a Raya from Yivamis. The Gemara there is talking about writing, if you want to try to sometimes when you do Yibam, so the girl and the boy, they don't necessarily know all the psukim that they're supposed to say. So what you do is you can write it out for them and then they'll be able to say it over. So the Gemara there says that you can write out all the words. Just trying to, I don't remember the lashon of the Gemara by heart. The Gemara there says you can write out all the words. And one of the words, one of the phrases that the girl has to say
is
a pasuk. It says, that the man has to say is lo chafatzti lekachta. Lo chafatzti lekachta. I did not want to take her. It's Yivamis Tavkuf Vavim Beis. I lo chafatzti lekachta. I did not want to take her. Right? That's how many words is that?
Three
words. And how does the Gemara write it down? The Gemara says you should write min lo ad lekachta. From the word lo until the word lekachta. Zok de Vilna Gaon. Why didn't the Gemara just say, write lo chafasti lekachta? Three words. Is mutter according to the Braisa? Says the Gaon. No. There's a riot from here that we paskin like Rabbi Yitzchak. Three words is a problem. Three words is a problem.
What does Rashi say? Tevos.
Tevos are words. Tevos are words. Yeah, tables are words. We could give a shir about that one. Oh! Zakt Ezra, Rashi Nivamis says that we paskin like the Masnisa. So Rashi does not go for Tosfos' Mahalach. Tosfos says we paskin Rabbi Yitzchak. Rashi says no. We don't paskin Rabbi Yitzchak, we paskin the Masnisa. He does not go for any of this. So What's the answer to that?
It's not the very. It's not a Kedusha Sefer Torah.
It's not what?
Kedusha
Sefer Torah. So Ezra right now is opening up tomorrow's sugya. Ezra wants a tanya. There's a chiluk between Kedusha Sefer Torah versus no Kedusha Sefer Torah.
The Rambam is a steer in the Rambam.
Oh, very good. Steer in the Rambam. What's your first name again?
Shmuel.
Shmuel's raising a steer in the Rambam. Okay, you guys are mavish. Wow. Jumping the gun. Okay, let's step by step. Make sure we don't lose anybody. Number one, Tosis Paschal like a Yitzchak. Three words is a problem unless you do Sirtut, but two words is Mutter. You're allowed to write two words of Chumash, three words you're not allowed to write. Then we had a riot to that from the Gemara in Yevamos. It says, Min lo ad lakachta. It doesn't say Chafatzti. Okay? Now, Rashi, right there in Yevamos, Tav Kuf Vav and Beis, Paskins, that like the Masnisa, you're allowed to write three words, you're not allowed to write four words. Okay? You're allowed to write three, not four.
Rashi, why don't we ask the question from the Braisa, not from Rav Yitzchak?
Excellent question. Okay? We're going to have to address that. What's the pshat? Okay? Beis Hashem Blineta, I don't know if we're going to have time now, but Beis Hashem, we're going to Blineta address that. Now, as far as the Rambam, right, Shmuel, did I get it right?
Mm-hmm.
Shmuel mentioned that there's a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam in the end of Perek Zayin of Hilchas Stam, Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzos, Rambam, the end of Perek Zayin in the Hilchas Stam, Paskins, that three words is, do not need it. Three words is Mutter. He passes like the Masnisa. The Rambam in the end of Perek Dalet of Hilchas Yibum, Paskins, three words is Usser, two words is Mutter. Rambam. Okay? Rambam. Rambam. It's a steer in the Rambam. The end of Perek Zayin of Hilchas Stam, he paskins like the Masnisa. Paskins like three words is Mutter. And in the end of Perek Dalet of Hilchas Yibum, he paskins three words is Usser. Steer in the Rambam, okay? Just in less than a minute, the Kesef Mishnah brings a letter from the Rambam's grandson, Rabbi Yeshua, that when you have a stira between a place which is the Iker Makom of the Sugya and a place which is not the Iker Makom of the Sugya, so everybody knows, what do you go with? Iker Makom of the Sugya. Therefore, he says, Mahalach is, that Allah Hanibum, that's not the Makom of the Sugya of Shirtut. So we don't go with that. We go with the Iker place, and that is that he's passing like Masnisa, okay? Now, is that, wait, are you sure? You sure it's not Rabbi Yitzchak? In Hilchas Tefillin?
It is
Rabbi Yitzchak in Hilchas Tefillin. Okay, switch that around. Okay, he's passing like Rabbi Yitzchak in Hilchas Tefillin. I forgot to bring a Rambam with
me. So two words Mutter.
Two words is Mutter and three words is going to be a problem. Okay? Now, oh no.
No, the other way around. Sefer Torah is allowed to do more.
The other way around. In Sefer Torah is more Mekel. In Sefer Torah is made. We got it right the first time. As we got it right. Okay? In Hilchas Tefillin, he paskins Lekula. Three words is Mutter. Four words is a problem. That's going to be the Ekub Sak according to the Kesef Mishnah and the Rambam's grandson, okay? So others say that there's a Torah Sofer over here.
So he's following the Mishnah in our Gemara.
He's following the Masnisa, right. Others say, the Agos Maimoni says there's a Torah Sofer in the Rambam, okay? And he wants to say that really we paskin like Rabbi Yitzchak and Torah Sofer, two words is Mutter, three words is Usher, okay? Now, anybody who learns the Rambam, anybody who looks at it inside, we didn't have a chance to get to it in the Maimon Komas today, it's a big Chiddush. Torah Sofer, today especially, we have the Frankel Rambams, right? Frankel Rambam, they bring you all the Kisveyad. There's no Makar anywhere for these Shitos. To say he was Choser, to say you go with this place, it's Shver. What's the Mahalach that we're going to go with? We're going to go with the Mahalach like this. And this is Mamash Bekitzer Nimrats. There's Tosis by saying, we paskin like Rabbi Yitzchak, is indicating there's obviously a Machlokas, right? Rabbi Yitzchak and the Masnisa are arguing. It's like the Rambam, there's no Machlokas. How could there be a machlokas? Rabbi Yitzchak is going to argue on a brisa? What's going on here? And like the questions that we raised, the Gemara is going to bring Rabbi Yitzchak and not the brisa? Why bring Rabbi Yitzchak and not the brisa? What's going on? There can't be machlokas here. Sucked. The Mfarshim of the Rambam, Chassam Sofer says this, Lechem Mishnah says this, Rav Moshe says this, many Mahalchim, Aruch, Laner, they all say this Mahalach, the Radbaz. There's no machlokas. Why does the Gemara discuss Rabbi Yitzchak? Because, and there's a Klal Gadol in Shas, you could remember this, when there's a brisa, so usually the brisa was brought down with a Kabbalah. Somebody brought it down, right? Somebody said it over. He was the Bala Memra. Not everybody necessarily knew it. Somebody brought it, and he brought it to the table. He taught it to everyone. Rabbi Yitzchak was the one that taught this brisa to everybody else, okay? He was the one that taught the brisa of the Masnisa over here. Now, it seems to be against him. The Teretz says the brisa is talking about one scenario, and Rabbi Yitzchak is talking about another scenario. What's the difference exactly? So there's like, you know, six or seven different mahalachim in the various different achronim. But one mahalach, which we'll just mention over here, is the mahalach that's based on the halachas. In the halachas of Sefer Torah, we're talking about where you're beginning the line. The beginning of the line, then you're allowed to write three words. And the other mahalach is when you're already started and you're already in the middle of a line, so then you're only allowed to write two words. Why that is, Bez Hashem Bli Neder, we're going to discuss further tomorrow.
They don't make a chiluk between Sefer Torah and just a stam letter. Our Gemara is talking about
So that, that discussion we're going to get to tomorrow. Bez Hashem Bli Neder. Yashikach to everybody, and Bez Hashem, we'll pick it up tomorrow. I'm very sorry for going over.